So in this session, I'd like to talk about how to counsel a mother whose son or daughter has walked away from the faith and the values of their parents, and maybe even possibly walked away with even having any kind of relationship with their parents anymore. And I say this about how I would talk to a mother because I don't counsel men. I spoke on that last year. I don't want to have authority over men. Now I can co-counsel with my husband if we're going to need to talk to a husband and wife, but I don't do that on my own. So in a room this size, it's likely that I'm addressing some people that are in this camp as well. And I just want you to know that it's not my goal to add more hurt or shame or guilt on anyone in here. My goal is that we're going to find hope and help in the Lord as we steward this difficult trial and really find out what God's doing in our lives. So I'm going to share some truths about major areas to consider and passages to cover with your counselee to help her really think through this. And we have to decide what would be beneficial for our counselee. So you may not use every passage, you may not use everything that I say, but I just wanted you to have that resource. And just remember, we don't want to overwhelm our counselees. You know, as we walk with them, we're really trying to strengthen them. They probably have a lot of information if they're believers, but they probably need some strength, some comfort, some compassion to make it through. Does that make sense? Okay. So let's think about how we might counsel mothers who are going through this. You know, generally, Christian parents really try to do a good job of ministering and raising their kids. They really try to instill values. They really try to show them how to worship the Lord. They really try to show them how to serve the Lord. And they may really be really studying the scriptures diligently and trying to model that for their kids. And so when something like this happens, whether that's a teenager or a young adult or later on, it can be really devastating. When our children start making choices that are contrary to scripture, there are a lot of emotions that we parents can experience. Shock and confusion. This may have come out of left field. They had no idea that their child was straying, much less turning away. What on earth is going on? Was their child going through the motions regarding their faith? You know, what's happening? Didn't we do the right things? There's despair. They have crushed hopes and dreams. They're grieving what they had hoped for their child. They may feel anger because they may feel anger towards their wayward child. They may even feel anger towards the Lord. They may even feel anger towards their spouse, like, well, you know, if you had just done this or if you had just done that. Anxiety, what's going to happen now? How are they supposed to respond? Fear, where will their children spend eternity? Will they ever come back? And of course, there's going to be maybe some guilt and regret. They feel like they failed their child, that it's their fault that their child has done this. They feel to blame. Shame, they're sure they're going to be judged by other people at church. They're going to be judged by family members. And they turn inward instead of reaching out for help. And there are many questions that they wrestle with. Where have I failed? And what did I do wrong? And what should I have done differently? How could my child do this to me after all I've done for him or her? You know, and if this child rebels, are other children going to rebel too? What are we going to tell our other children? And what will our friends and family think? And, you know, I've done my part. Why hasn't God done his? There are a lot of what ifs that are rolling around in their minds. What if I had just done this? Or what if I had just done that? Or what if I, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done that. We need to turn those what ifs into even ifs. Even if my child walks away. Even if my child doesn't listen to me. Even if my child may not come back. And we don't know that. We don't know that yet. But we're gonna turn those what ifs into even ifs. Because is God's grace going to be sufficient or not? It is. It's going to be sufficient. Okay? And then to add fuel to the fire, parents in this position will hear from well-meaning friends. Well, you know, if you had just done this, or if you just do this, you know, and or if you just do this, they'll come back. Well, you know, I got news for you. That may be true, but it may not be true. And that just adds to more shame and guilt. And then when you see other families that are really doing well and their kids are walking with the Lord, and you know, what does that do? That just piles on those feelings of shame and regret and failure. So my very good friend Brad Bignia said, a godly home does not guarantee godly kids, but a godly home can lay the foundation for the grace of God in the gospel of Christ that alone can produce godly kids. And this is what Janet was getting at when she was doing Parenting Foundations. We want to lay some foundations here, but there are no guarantees, okay? So we have to remember, everyone has to make their own decisions. Our children need to decide about salvation themselves. God has no grandchildren, okay? And you have to remember, there are no systems, no formulas to follow that will guarantee godly children. You know, parents may have been banking on a certain proverb, right? From Proverbs 22, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And too often this proverb is taught as a promise, but we have to understand what proverbs really are. D.A. Carson has said, a proverb is not case law nor unqualified promise. A proverb is a wise saying, an aphorism. And I put in your notes what that means. It's a statement that expresses a general truth. Most of the proverbs in this book provide wise, generalizing conclusions about how the world works under God's providential rule. And he also says, this proverb must not be treated as if it were a promise that fails periodically. Bruce Ray has said in his book, Withhold Not Correction, in its proper context, Proverbs 22:6 is not a promise so much as it is a warning to Christian parents. In the Hebrew text of Proverbs 22:6, the phrase, in the way he should go, is entirely lacking. Rather, the Hebrew says, train up a child in his way, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Allow a child to have self-expression, allow him to pick and choose what he will or will not do, and as that habit is formed in his youth, he will not change when he is older. So really, this verse is a stern warning. And you have to remember, too, even if Proverbs 22:6 was right or true and a promise, I'm not a perfect parent. I'm going to mess it up. It won't be true for me. I can't be 100% anything except sinful. So when we consider this as a promise, it's produced guilt in parents who have worked diligently to raise their children to know and love God and to love church and to go to church and be faithful. And you have to remember, too, on the flip side of this, a parent who is seeing good results, it can produce pride. So counselees are generally sufferers and sinners, and if they're believers, they're saints. So we're going to really concentrate on first addressing them as sufferers. Now, there may be regrets, there may be sin in their lives, but let's not start there. Let's not say, oh, these are all the things you did wrong. Because I want you to think heartbreak and despair. That's really what they're dealing with. It feels like a death of a child, a death of dreams, and you continually grieve over this as you think about your prodigal. So these people are in pain, and they feel like they're drowning, and they desperately need wise counsel. How to navigate these overwhelming circumstances. They need hope and courage to persevere. So that's really what you need to think about. I think they'd really like, counselors will come to us, they really would like a formula, they would really like a system, but there isn't one. It's just not going to happen. There are no formulas, no systems, no steps. Now, I want us to think about, parents do have responsibilities where their children are concerned. We're told in Scripture how to raise our kids, and we're to bring them up in the instruction and nurture of the Lord, and we're called to be faithful parents. But who's responsible for the outcome? Only God, right? The Lord is responsible. And we're going to have to trust God for that outcome. But you know what? Trusting God in this area feels really scary because we don't have control. Okay? It's beyond our control. You know, when our kids were young, we had more control. We were bigger, hopefully wiser than them. But now as they grow, they have to make their own choices. And all this could really lead this discombobulating of their kids, the failures of their kids, their walking away of their kids, can really lead to a crisis of faith in the parents. they're struggling, doubting God's goodness, and maybe even doubting His word. So as counselors,